Hello children, I am Nisha, TGT Science, AECS Kodankulam. Children, what is it that is present all around us? We can feel it, but we cannot see it. It is a colorless, odorless, gaseous mixture. While breathing, we take it in. Yes, you are right, it is air. Today, let us study the 15th chapter, Air Around Us. In this chapter, we are going to learn the topics composition of air and its uses. We also discuss some experiments related to these topics. Air is present all around us. Living things cannot survive without air. Though we cannot see air, we can feel its presence when it starts moving or blowing. When a fan is switched on, the air moved by the blades of the fan makes the pages of an open book flutter. It is the moving air which makes it possible for us to fly a kite. The moving air is called wind. We can find the direction of a moving air by using a device called a weathercock. A weathercock is a device which shows the direction of air at that place. There is a thin envelope of air which surrounds the earth. Do you know its name? It is called atmosphere. Atmosphere is the thin layer of air which surrounds the earth. Do you know mountaineers carry oxygen cylinders with them? This is because when they go higher up, the amount of oxygen reduces. Now let us see what are the properties of air. Air is colorless and odorless. Air doesn't have any color or smell. Air is transparent. We can see through air. So air is transparent. Air occupies space. Here is an empty bottle in front of me. Is it really empty? No, it is not empty. Actually, it is filled with air. Air occupies space. Let us do an activity to show that air occupies space. For this activity, we need a beaker, a glass bottle, and some water. Take a beaker and fill it with water. Then take an empty glass bottle and hold it in the inverted position. Then the inverted glass bottle is put it in the water. See, water does not enter into the inverted bottle because it is filled with air. Actually, all the space inside the bottle is occupied by the air. The air present in the glass bottle prevents the water from entering inside it. Now, slowly tilt the bottle. We will find that the air present in the bottle goes out in the form of air bubbles. As the air from the bottle escapes, water starts entering the glass bottle. This experiment shows that air occupies space. Now let us see what is air made up of. Look at the diagram in the slide which shows the composition of air. Air is a mixture of gases like nitrogen, oxygen, carbon dioxide, water vapor, and a few other gases. The air contains mainly nitrogen and oxygen. In fact, nitrogen and oxygen together make up the 99% of air. The remaining 1% of air consists of carbon dioxide, water vapor, and a few other gases and some dust particles. Let us study each component in detail. Air contains water vapor. We have already learned in the previous chapter that air contains water vapor and the presence of water vapor in the air is important for the water cycle in nature. So, water vapor is an important component of air. The major part of the air is formed of nitrogen. It is a colorless and odorless gas. Nitrogen does not support burning. Nitrogen is needed by plants to make proteins. Now let us see the properties of oxygen. Oxygen present in the air is essential for respiration. oxygen supports burning. So it is necessary for the process of burning. Let us do an activity to check whether the oxygen supports burning. For this experiment, we fix two candles of same size on a table. Light both the candles and cover one of the candle with an inverted glass tumbler. Observe both candles carefully. After some time, the candle which is covered stops burning, whereas the other candle continued burning. The candle got extinguished because the component of air inside the glass which supports burning is limited. That is, the amount of oxygen is limited. Most of the oxygen is used up while burning. At the same time, the other candle is getting continuous supply of oxygen. This activity shows that oxygen is needed for burning. If we are in a closed room and there is some material burning in the room, we feel suffocation, isn't it? This is due to the presence of excess carbon dioxide in the room. Carbon dioxide is released while burning. Carbon dioxide also makes up a small component of the air. We know that plants make food using carbon dioxide during photosynthesis. During respiration, carbon dioxide is released. Dust and smoke also present in the air. Smoke contains a few gases and fine dust particles and is harmful for our health. You might have seen policemen regulating traffic often wear a mask to protect himself from smoke emitted by vehicles around him. Do you know fine hair and mucus present inside our nose prevent dust particles from getting into the respiratory system? How does oxygen become available to the plants and animals which live in water? The animals and plants which live in water use the oxygen dissolved in water for breathing. Here is an activity to prove water contains air. Take some water in a beaker and heat it slowly. We can see tiny bubbles in the water. These bubbles come from the air dissolved in water. Some animals are living in the soil. They also need oxygen to respire, isn't it? How do they get the air they need for respiration? We will do an activity to check whether the soil contains air. We take some dry soil in a beaker. Add some water in the beaker and stir it with a glass rod. We can see the bubbles coming out of the soil. These bubbles are the air which was present in spaces between the soil particles. This activity proves that soil has air in it. The animals which live inside the soil get oxygen from the air present between the soil particles. The earthworms come out of the soil during heavy rains. Do you know why they are coming out? Because during heavy rains, all the spaces in the soil which contained air get filled by rainwater. They don't get air to breathe. So, they come out of the soil for breathing. We all know that animals cannot live without plants. Plants are the main sources of our food. During photosynthesis, plants utilize carbon dioxide from the air and release oxygen. During respiration, plants and animals take oxygen from the air and release carbon dioxide. So, the balance of oxygen and carbon dioxide in the atmosphere is maintained through respiration in plants and animals and also by the photosynthesis in plants. Now, it is very clear that air is useful to human beings in many ways. Now, let us see some more activities which are possible only with the presence of air. Air helps in the movement of sailing yachts, gliders, parachutes and aeroplanes. Birds, bats and insects can fly due to the presence of air. Air also helps in the dispersal of seeds and pollen of flowers of several plants. Air plays an important role in water cycle. A windmill rotates with the help of wind. The windmill is used to draw water from tube wells and to run flour mills. Windmills are also used to generate electricity. I hope all of you have understood the lesson clearly. Go through the handout and solve the worksheet. Thank you.